4th Shirin Gittin, Yud Beis Elul HaTov Shin Lamech, September 14, 1978, on Thursday. Continued.
To call to Shara, some Mele, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in the Ram. The Ram says that the first Evovako, was from Shuel Evov, so he tended to Shasar to soil too. And then the Ram says, that according to Yerushalmi, if somebody is meicheren at night from Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, to a master who lives in the first step of Akko, even though it's actually Bovel, so it is, he's also Yerushalayim. So the question is why? Bishrei will come from Nechtam, Alright, so from Nechtam, depends upon proximity to the Ikaish. But Ligabi of Tnaimi, so why is proximity to the yeshivas and to the Botitinim of importance? The answer is it is of importance. Because how does Rashi explain the Knas Chachomi that Amecher Abba Lechutz Loretz Yosracheus? Because he was gearing to the Ebed that he should be even the Iser of Osloz is about his Cholochutz Loretz. And there is an Iser. But it appears from the Gemara in Suves that there is an Isa to be Yetzei Mibovel Chutz Loretz also. So Memele, when one is Yetzei Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, not Bovel, so it will be even two Yisrael. One Isa because of the Isa of Osa Lotz Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, and the other Isa because he is Yetzei Mimem Kintero to a normal Mikintero. Like Yetzei Mibovel Lechutz Loretz. So this is what he says. So Uchdam Dinan Ambig Moy Hamicher Avdei BeYakov Kimeicher BeChutz Loretz Apilu BeChetzo SheBe'Eretz Yisrael Amdei Moche Mipnei SheYikreivo BeChutz Loretz So that means since it was Rochik from the Yeshivas and what he didn't, so it was not a Mokim Teror, and there is a Nisa to be Yetzei, Me'eretz Yisrael that is in Mokim Torah, so to any place that is not in Mokim Torah, so the first of Avako, on account of the fact that it was Rochik from the Yeshivas and what he did him, so it was not in Mokim Torah, even though it had to Shes Eretz Yisrael, so the Knas Chachomim applies, because for the same reason that the Chachomim counsel, the Odu, because he was given David, he should be even the Yisad Rabbonon. Of course, so here too, he was given David, he should be even the Yisad Rabbonon. Of course, the Lord is making Teo. Yes.
According to that, what would be the difference between that half Baku and any other place that's just inside the border? Why is Akhu any close, any farther away than any other place along the
So in Achaname, any place that was not in Mokim Torah, so the first of Avako apparently was not in Mokim Torah, and other cities that were closer, let's say, to Yerushalayim or to Tzipere, where you had a Bezdin, so were relatively Mokim Torah. So, but this Akko was not in Mokim Torah. This is what the Rambam said. But then it will follow a big chiddush that Bizman Chazal. If an ordinary Bovel was Mecher an Eved, let's say, to Mecher an Eved to an ordinary who lived, let's say, in Europe, in Mitzrayim, or in Europe, so then that was not a Mokim Torah, so then it would also be Yitzchak. So that finishes a thing called the Shein on this. But the Akos, I mean, it's true. Akko is not so simple. Akko is very complicated. But that's the sugya that Zion of Beis. Now the Rambam Shita in Akko is very, very difficult. I don't know. I don't think I'll start this thesis because it's a long thesis. So we should go over connection of this thesis. So first of all, we have to go over the Gemara. The Gemara in Hamichas Abayis, Shtarkis, and Yisrael Seimim. The Gemara in Poshut, Tanit, Shchim Rashi, Yishkol Chosov. And the Gemara in the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Machlekes, where the Mim Shtar Shikos, Vitzor, Vikalme, Intzor, Vikalme. And the Gemara in Bava Mitzie, of Motish Darshi Vachayis. And then also certain thesis is the same thesis, but there are certain things. The thesis here doesn't mention, and thesis in Bonizia mentions. Yes. The Teisves in Bogizia that you give on the base, the first Teisves, Hokoroma lo hoyu dvorme. And also, to go over the Ram and the Rim. The Ram and the Rim, it's not on the first daf in the Ram, in the Rim. But it's that base on the base. And the Mishnah family gives out the soil. So there is a long run. The Chosmo Bitesis in the Rosh Hashanah on the Mishnah Bori Par and Yechse Chavere up to Mai in Yochel, even in Yechash. Up to the bottom part. And then the Chidush HaRashbo. There's a long Rashbo. And the Chetz it's on the test. The Chidush HaRashbo is on the test. On the test, there's a long Rashbo. And the paragraph that begins, I may be getting out of soil and social from Nechtam to Nechtam. So there is a long Rashbo in that. So he mentions the Sheik of Tari that Ruitanim in Mizuri Bashtar Alvoye, and then he mentions the Rayas of Tari. And then he starts refuting the riots, and then, and one of the riots is as to why by get we are not precious in Zuye. So then the Rajbo says, Shamehochet, Dilma Mishimelkime Akilubo, Viname, Shamehochet, Loi, Magnuni, the Balmi, the Lafkui, the Mene, the Shemo, of course, moment, when Matsachino, Mikilume, Shtore, Elohim, Bobby, Time, it's Bori, and then he mentions a Din, Umandi, Mofik, Tabre, Ashtore, the Asma. He mentions a certain din that is based upon a Gemara Bavasta. In other words, he mentions the question. Now, the Rashbo here discusses whether Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy or not. So then the Rashbo discusses another question. Now, one question is whether Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy. What does it mean, Tanino Mizuyev Nishtar Alvoy? Let's say, suppose Ruben lends Shimon $1,000. And Shimon gave Reuven a shtar alvoy on $1,000. Then Shimon died, and then Reuven produces the shtar alvoy in the amount of $1,000 against the children of Shimon. Now, the children of Shimon, if Shimon had been alive, so he would know what to time it. Either he would say, either he would be made it's not Mizuye, or he would say it's Mizuye. If he would say it's Mizuye, so then Reuven couldn't collect from Shimon, but he produces the shtar against Shimon's children, and Shimon's children, they don't know whether it was forged, it was not forged. So the shita of the Ri is that Rui Taninim Mizuyev, because Mizuyev is, even though there is a loch of Taninim, all the times that the father could have presented had he been alive. So Bezdin presents them on behalf, sets up those times on behalf of the children because of Psach Pichol Ilem, but Mizuyev is a Milsen Lishriche. So there is no aloha of Psach Pichol Ilem in connection with something that is Lishriche. So Mele Dari says that if Reuven would produce Ishtar Alboye against the children of Shimon, and the children don't know anything, whether it is Mizuyev, not Mizuyev, so then Reuven Bezdin would have to collect for Reuven. Because it's a milseh de loishrich. It's a milseh loishrich. So that's the rishi. And then the other sheimu machilik. And one of the rayas of the ri is our gemara. Because our mishnah says, hamevi get be'arz yisroel and tzor sheimam von nechtam von nechtam. So, only in Yishal Avere, and who zero? The Baal zero. But if as long as the Baal does not contest it, so then the Yishe will get a heter from Bezdin to get married. But why aren't we Cheshish? Maybe the get was forged? So he chose that as long as there is no evil, we don't have to be afraid, maybe it was forged. because it's a mitzvah shchicha in forgery. It's a mitzvah shchicha. So that's so mele the he says by shtaral voye too. So it's a mitzvah shchicha. So if Ruvin produces a shtaral voye against the Yorshim, or Shimon, or against the Rikuches of Shimon, or against Shimon showing the phone off, let's say Shimon is overseas, so mele best is not in Israel. And the other Shemi Machet, and they say that by moment we are things. That's the Shit also. And this says, why is it by get we are not Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyeh? Because we should be Gunei Akol Rav. Alright, so the Rajbo discusses it. Then the Rajbo discusses another question. Suppose, now let's assume that in connection with the Alboy, so Bez Nisdei Mizuyeh. But suppose Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon. Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon. And Shimon didn't die. Ruvain died, the Malve died. And he has Yoshi. So then the Yoshi, the insane of the Malve, produced the star against Shimon. Shimon is alive, but the Malve is not alive. And the Yisemin, the Yoshim of the Malve, produced the Shtaralvoy against Shimon. And the Shtaralvoy is Mikuyim. The Shtaralvoy is Mikuyim. There is no problem with the Shtaralvoy. But the Shimon who is alive, produces Shimon who is alive, so produces a Shemir, a receipt. A receipt. That receipt allegedly it was from Ruvain. Now, from Ruvain. So the question is, will Besdin detain, and the Sheva is not Mikuyeh. So the question is, will Besdin detain Mizuyeh that the Sheva is Mizuyeh? If Besdin will detain that the Sheva is Mizuyev, so that means that Shimon does not have any Sheva, if it's Mizuyev. If it does not have any Sheva, so then the Yoshi of Ruvain will be able to collect from Shimon. So that's the Shaiva that the Rashi discusses. So he mentions a certain Gemara in Bava Basra. So you shouldn't go when you're more involved in Basra Dabzai. Alright,
let's go. Bif Shirin Gittin Tesvav, Eloi Tov Shalom and Ches, September 17, 1978, on Sunday,
Fifth Shir. Kol Zman Yosef Baal Ma'are, Nisis Al Piaget, Akilu Barabon. Abo Bumomei, Tanino Mizuye, Flinifra Shalom Bifonov, Umisemi Murukuchis. ואם לא יקן, לשעת כסחי הולכו בערי, שיוכל לא דמליך תפשטר מיובה, הולכתי מידי מעצמי, וליטחי שלי בפונו, מייסיימו מלכוכס. So Tesis, what bother Tesis? Tesis bother, here he say, that if he shli have a nivus, he get in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for nechtam, how about other stories? So Teisa says that by other stories, if let's say Malve is Meitzi, a shtar alvoy against the Levi, shaloi b'fonov. Let's say the according to the shtar, so Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, and the Malve is Meitzi the shtar against Shimon, but Shimon is not alive. He died. He's Meitzi against the same, or he's trying to collect from the Likuchas, from Levi. Or Shimon is overseas, and the Ruvain, the Malve, wants to collect from the Nechosim. So, will Besdin collect for him? So Teisa says no. Only if he's able to be mikayim the shtar. But if he's not able to be mikayim the shtar, then we are cheshesh. Maybe the signatures were false. So the question arises. That's the general. So the question arises. So even I mean, we get Be'arat Yisroel, all right, Be'arat Yisroel, the special takone of the Chachomim or Misake. But why should it be different than any other shtar? So if the one who is mating the shtar is unable to mekayem it, then he cannot collect. So here too, the ishe produces a get. So she should not be able to get married. Best should not give her a heter to get married until she is able to mekayem the gitachzim esayim. And here we say no. Here we say that if the shliach in Eretz Yisrael delivers the get, so there is no takonim for nechta for nechta, the woman can get married and he doesn't have to, and the woman can get married without being mekayem the chzimus eidim. Only in Yeshua Beirim, if the Baal comes and he confesses it, he says that it was forged, then we have to be mekayem. But as long as there is no yiru by the Baal, so she can get married. But by other stories, no one can do anything with the shtar unless the one who produces the shtar is able to be mekayem. So Teisa says, here there is a special rule, a special dispensation, a special leniency that the Chachomim apply, because in order to prevent the woman from becoming an agur. But so that means without a special kule, I would say that she has to be mekayem shtar. We discussed it. I mean, the Rambam gives another time because sheino yisho, sheino yisho, and the mimomenes. But Teisa says the mishemiguni kol Rambam. Avo mimomei tanino mizuye l'nid rasholei b'fono of misem mulikofes. V'im loikei l'shafkes chayel chol berge. Sheyuchal kol odom lichtiv shtamil ve'olachtim yimatzmi. Why does Teisa mention that? Because there is a Shittas of Rishenim, the Shittah of the Ri, and many Rishenim mention it in the name of Teisves, even though Teisves here says just the reverse. But the Ram, the Rashbo, mention it in the name, and the Ramban, they mention in the name of Chachmei Tzofas, of the Chachmei HaTeisves, that a Malve can collect from the Nechosim of the Leive, Shaloi B'Vnei HaLeive, or from the Nechosim of the Rikeach, or from the Nechosim of the Yoshi, that they yashin from the Meirish, from the Leib. All these Rishenim mention the name of the Reim, the name of Chachmei Tzofas, but and Chachmei Teisves. But Teisves here says just the reverse, that the Malve cannot collect Shaloi B'Fnei HaLeib without being Mikai Mishnah. So in other words, here in Teisves rejects the Shita of the Reim. And Teisa says, no, we couldn't agree with the Rishite. Because if we were to agree with the Rishite, then we would provide an opportunity for an unscrupulous person to perpetrate a fraud. It would be very easy for a person to perpetrate a fraud. Let's say, Shimon died. Shimon is a certain person. And Shimon died. And Shimon never borrowed money from Reuven. So if Reuven is dishonest and unscrupulous, all he has to do is just to forge Chsimus Eidim, and then he'll produce it in Bezdin before the children of Shimon, and they don't know anything. Maybe the father did borrow. How can they know? So by saying that the Malve can collect from the Nechosim of the Yoshim, even if they are not Mekayem the Shtar, we are providing an opportunity, we are opening the door for unscrupulous people to perpetrate a fraud. And the Chachomim wouldn't tolerate such a situation. So, Mele, what does it mean? Obviously, the Chachomim were misakein that such a situation should not arise. So that's why he says, because midraise, they certainly wouldn't have to be mekayem the shtar. Because midraise, the halacha is eidim machzuv ashtar shekachdus in the best, and you don't even have to be mekayem the shtar. But true midraise, it is like that, but the chachomim many times are misakin certain takones in order to prevent a chaotic situation, an unbearable situation of an unscrupulous person perpetrating a fraud against another person. So in other words, so that means that with Rabbonon he could not collect. That is not a strong lie. Of course, in other words, Thesis takes it for granted that if this kind of a chaotic situation would arise, so then it's a raya brura that the Chachomim would not allow such a situation to arise. But he says, such a chaotic situation wouldn't even arise. In other words, even if the halacha is that a malve can collect that loitari lo mizuhir for the leilah shelo b'fono, so it still will be impossible for an unscrupulous person to perpetrate the fraud. Of the Shavkis Chaim Chol Berye is no right. Why? Because even if we were to assume that the Chachomim one were not Nisakim, that Anunim Mizuyev, so it still wouldn't be Shavkis Chaim Chol Berye. This chaotic, no person, no unscrupulous person would be able to perpetrate a fraud by producing a forged star. Why? Because let's say that loitanin mizuyin, but the halacha is that if now that's a machlekes in the Gemara, but that's the way you pass it. It's a machlekes in Gemara whether made bishtar shekosve itzov likayne or made bishtar shekosve zaintzov likayne. In other words, let's say Reuven is mixing shtar of boy of $1,000 against Shimon. Now, if Shimon says, and the shtar is not mikuyim, if Shimon says mizuye, then of course he cannot collect. Then he have to be mikayim, and if he's not mikayim, he cannot collect. Because through midraise, we say, ein machzum astar nask nachlis mibesten, but min rabbanon, if the leve is staying mizuye, so of course, I mean, there is a shittes harishenim, that if the leve is staying mizuye, then midraise, he has to be mikayim, the shittes rabbin avigda, alright, but the Balateis v'sachili can be on the sheet of Rabbi Navik there. But the whole apoches with the Rabbono, if the Levi is staying Mizuyev, then he cannot collect, the Malve cannot collect. Now suppose the Reuven is making a shtar of $1,000 against Shimon, and it's not Mikuyev, and Shimon is made that it's not Mizuyev, but he claims that it was paid. Now suppose Reuven would be Meitzi a shtar al voye that is mikuyim against Shimon, and Shimon would say, I paid it, then Shimon certainly wouldn't be nemo, because shtar b'yod my boy, because the derech of people is, people with common sense, that when a leve pays the debt, so the leve says to the malve, now I'm not going to pay you the debt unless you surrender the shtar, because I don't want you to be in a position to collect rights. So Mimela, if Reuven would be made shtar boye against Shimon, and the shtar boye would be mikuyem, and Shimon would say, I paid it. So then Reuven could say, shtar b'yodem my boy, if you pay, how come that I have the shtar? So Shimon will say, all right, I was too good natured. So I didn't demand that you surrender the shtar. So he's not Nemon Shimon, because the derech of a reasonable person is to not to leave the shtar halvoye in the possession of the malve when he pays the debt, so that he should not be in a position to collect rights. So that goes without saying that if Reuven is made shtar halvoye against Shimon, shtar mikuyem, and Shimon says pogua, Shimon is certainly not Nemon. The machlekes in the Gemara is, suppose Reuven is making shtar alvoye against Shimon $1,000, and the shtar is the shtar sheinu mikuyim. And so if Shimon would say Mizuyev, then he cannot collect, unless he's Mikayim, unless we're Mikayim. But suppose Shimon is made that it's not Mizuyev, but he claims it's Pogua. It's Pogua. So here we have a conflict between two Yechochas. On one hand, we can say that Shimon should be never, because Shimon has a Nige. He could say it's Mizuyev, then we couldn't collect. So if he says that it's not Mizuyev, but he paid, he should be nemon, it's a raya that he's telling the truth, because if he had been interested in lying, so he could have lied by saying it's Mizuyev. So that's one argument. In other words, the Shimon should be nemon. But then there is an argument on the side of Reuven, the Shimon should not be nemon, because Reuven can say to Shimon, if you paid, how come that I am my star? I have the shtar, my possession, you should have demanded it, surrender the shtar. So in other words, so from the point of view of the Yechocha of Mige, Shimon should be named. From the point of view of the Yechocha of Shtar of Yod, my boy, Shimon should not be named. So there is a conflict between the Biro of Mige, the Yechocha of Mige, the Yechocha of Shtar of Yod, my boy. That's the Machlekes, in the Gemara. Maybe the shtar shekosvei, whether tzorich likaimei, or ain't tzorich likaimei. Which Yechocha prevails over which? So one Maldomar says, may the Bishtar Shekoi, may the Bishtar Shekosrei, ain't so likai. So in other words, if Shimon is made it, that it's genuine, it's not forged, so then, even without Kiyum, Shimon is not Nemo. Shimon is not Nemo. But, and Reuven can collect. And one Maldomar says, may the Bishtar Shekosrei, it's so likai. But, so if he's Mikayim, then Shimon is not Nemon, then Reuven can collect. But as long as Reuven is not able to be Mikayim, so Shimon is Nemon. In other words, the Mandoma who says that may the Bishtar Shekosrei is Soch Mikayim, he holds that the Yechocha of Mige prevails over the Yechocha of Shov Yenayim. The Mandoma who says may the Bishtar Shekosrei ain't Soch Mikayim, he holds that the Yechocha of Shov Yenayim is stronger, prevails over the Yechocha of Mige. Alright, so Tehillah says like this. So he says, "Umi umizayim lechayav afilu tanim mizvim tanim uzbavua kivatz me'avim me'inoy me'avu wa mizvim mizvim dikayim et mandom lefil kamich lesabayis ka vishtakiz hayitzu ha'isemim din ishba migi ve'mecht ava palge lepikodei tanim alo povua hu." Now what is shtakiz hayitzu ha'isemim? Shtakiz hayitzu ha'isemim means ishtariski. What is an iske? You all heard of hetariski. So that's hetariski. But what is iske mamesh? Shetariski is a trick. But what is iske mamesh? Iske means that, let's say, Reuven gives, supplies capital to Shimon. And Reuven is just, he's the supplier of the money, he's the neitze. Shimon is the mikabel. And let's say Reuven gives Shimon $10,000 to be invested in business. And Shimon does the investing, he does all the business. So the halacha is that, and they are shutvim. So the halacha is the chachamim are misakin that when Reuven the Neisim gives, let's say, $10,000 to Shimon beiske, that Shimon should invest it in business, and that they should have the profits, they should share the profits and the losses. So the chachamim are misakin that iske, so it's mechzo milve, mechzo pikot. In other words, if Reuven the Neisen gave Shimon the Mikabel $10,000 in iske to be invested in business, so half of the $10,000, $5,000 is treated like a milve, and half of the $10,000 is treated like pikot. Now milve, so who sustains the loss? If it's a milveh, so the lady sustains the loss. Who is high ones? They have milveh. And they have pikodin, so he's like a shemeah. He's like a shemeah, except that he has a right to use it in business. An ordinary shemeah, so he cannot use the business if he'll be just an ordinary nifkid. So he cannot invest it in business, he'll be shemeah yad. But this, so he is considered as a nifkid on half of the amount, but it was given with the right, with the authorization to invest it in business. But what kind of a din does it have? Like pikodin. So half of the $10,000 is treated like a milveh, and half of the $10,000 in Tel Aviv. Suppose Reuven gives $10,000 to Shimon to invest in business, and then the same day after Reuven gave the money to Shimon, so the money got lost, the $10,000 got lost. But yeah, two names. So then Shimon will have to pay $5,000 back to Reuven, and $5,000 he will not have to pay back. That was the Lakonis Chacham. That Hayiske Paulge Milbe U Paulbeko. Shtakis is Ishtavis. In other words, Reuven gave $10,000 to Shimon. Beiske. So Shimon executed his shtar and gave it to Reuven. In other words, the shtar stated that $10,000 was given Beiske. So suppose Reuven gave $10,000 to Shimon Beiske, and Shimon executed his shtar iske. Ishtar iske on the $10,000, who keeps the shtar? Reuven. Then Shimon died, and then Reuven, a substantial time has elapsed, and Reuven wants to collect. So, his money that he gave. So, Reuven produces the shtar against the Yisseinim of Shimon. Shtar kis, ayitzel Yisseinim. So the Nishba became a Merzor. So this is what there is a machleki between Dayone Gelo and Dayone Yaretz Yisrael. And Dayone Gelo say, and Dayone Yaretz Yisrael say, Nishba b'givei Mechzo. The Dayone Gelo say, Nishba b'givei Kule. But we pass like Dayone Yaretz Yisrael, that Nishba b'givei Mechzo. So Reuven, he takes a shvue, and he collects $5,000. In other words, he collects the choti milvei, but the choti pikodin he doesn't collect. Why? Because in this case, so we are taken. So Tesis explains it as follows: there is a aloche of tanin al yasin. The aloche of tanin al yasin is based upon the pasuk in Mishlei of psach picholilin. That Bezdin is to open the mouth of an ilim. In other words, if somebody tries to collect from the seimim, or from the kuches, or from the leivish leivitono, now he is not here with the Bezdin to defend himself, so Bezdin has to become his advocate. So Bezdin has to become the advocate of the seimim. And Bezdin has to set up all the defenses that their father could have set up successfully had he been alive. But he's not alive, so the male Bezdin acts as their advocate, and Bezdin presents all the times that their father would be Nemon had he been alive, and had the shtar been produced against their father. So now that the father is dead, and the shtar is produced against the children of the father, so Bezdin presents all the possible times that the father could have presented had he been alive, and he would be never on it. So Mele, suppose the father had been alive, and the shtar kis had been presented against Shimon, right? So as far as the Chotzi Pikodin is concerned, as far to the extent of $5,000, Shimon could have said Nens. So then he would have to take a shvui. But he would be never. So as far as the Chotzi Milve is concerned, so Nensu wouldn't have availed it. Nensu wouldn't have availed it. So if let's say Shimon had been alive, and Reuven would have produced the shtar kis against Shimon, and Shimon would have said Nensu, so then Shimon would have to take a shvue, and he would be put there to pay the $5,000 of the pikot. The $5,000 of the milvei would have to pay anyway, because the milvei is high bones. Now, suppose Shimon had been alive, and Reuven would produce the shtar kis against Shimon, and Shimon would be made, it wasn't Nemso, but he would say, Herzati, I paid back. What are you asking me for the $10,000? I paid back the whole $10,000. So then, in respect to the Chotzi Pikodin, Shimon would have immediate, because he could have patted himself by saying the menzu, so the male, if he says azart, he's nemo. But vis-a-vis the chotzi milve, if Shimon had said menzu, it wouldn't have availed him. So the male has no meaning. So if Shimon would have, if the shtakis had been produced against Shimon, b'chayim, and Shimon would have presented the taina of menzu, then he would have to pay the chotzi milve, but not the chotzi kipot. If Shimon would have presented the taina of Azalti, so again, he would take Ishwe. Why does he have to take Ishwe? Because on the Chotzi Pikodin, he would be Nemon by saying Nemso. But then he would have to swear some Mele. Now he also has to swear. But on the Chotzi, Milve, he wouldn't be Nemon to say Nemso. Some Mele, he has no Mige when he says Azal. So that would be the din in respect to Shimon himself, if the shlakis would be produced against Shimon. But now that Shimon is dead, and the shlakis is produced against Shimon's children, so the Dayone gave us that he's gave a kule, since they are not taking anything. The children of Shimon. So Ruvain is Nishban, is Levi Kule. But Dayone Yad Yisroel, the Paschal, Dayone Yad Yisroel, they say that Nishba, that Ruvain, he takes his way and he gave the Mechzo, so Ruvain is, he takes his way and he's gave the Mechzo Milve. But the Mechza Pikodin, Reuven cannot be gave. Why? Because since Shimon, if he had been alive, then he would have said, Herzaltim. So then he would be Nemon, in respect to the Mechza Pikodin, he would be Nemon with the Mige. So now the Shimon is dead. So basically, he's staying Herzaltim. For the children of Shimon. Mimele, Ruvain can collect the Mechza Milve, but the Mechza Pikodin, so he cannot collect because Bezdin is staying Herzalti on behalf of the children, because of the Aluch of Psach Picholilem of Tanin El Yosh. This is what he said. So, why does it? So the Gesheinim raised the question, why does the Gemara say that Shimon, that Bezdin is staying Arzalti on behalf of the children? Why shouldn't Bezdin be staying Nemsu on behalf of the children? After all, we don't know anything. What happened? Now, if Shimon had been alive, and Shimon would have presented the time of Arzalti, would be Nemsu. And they have Nemsu. If he would have presented the time of Nemsu, so he would be Nemon on the head Pikod, not on the head Milve, so his high ones. So, and if Shimon had been alive, and he would be made there, that it wasn't Menzo. But Azalti would also be Nemon, because of the media of Menzo. Now that Shimon is not alive, and Bezdin doesn't know a thing about it. So, why does Gemara say that Bezdin is staying the time of Azalti on behalf of the children? Why doesn't the Gemara say that Bezdin is staying the time of Nemso on behalf of the children? So this the shita is in Bobaska, in Bumatia, and here, that the reason as to why Bezdin is not staying the time of Nemso on behalf of the children, because Nemso is a Nilsen Lishit. It happens very seldom that there is an Enes. But that's the Dinatora, that if Ishema is staying Nemso, so he has to take Yeshua and he's them. He's them. But so the Shemer, he himself is Nemon. But that the children, that Bezdin should be taken, a tiny that is Loishliches, there is no Aloha Psach Picholile to set up a tiny that is Loishliches. The Baldomar himself, if he's staying, he's Nemon. But there is no Aloha. There is no aloche of Taninen in connection with the Tainan Lishri. Mashein Kein Azalti, is a tiny mishlicha. That's very shliach. I mean, that's the natural thing to return. So Memele, since it's a tiny mishlicha, so best we stay in that time of Azalti and Bahar of the children. Even though the whole Nemones and Azalti is based upon the possibility of Nensu, and Bezn is not the time of Nensu, but still the time of Elzalti, which is based upon Nensu, Bezn is there. This is because this is not so important. In other words, one could say that since the time of Elzalti is based upon the possibility of the time of Nensu, so Mishle made the Baldova himself. If he would be taken then, so he wouldn't have more. So maybe he's taken as out, or he's also not more than me. Masha'in came with Gabriel Yoshin, so business not taken on their behalf, the time of men, so because it's a Milsen Lishlite. So Mele, they shouldn't be able to take a time of result either. One could argue that way. And the Ramban in Muhammad's, in the Pascha da Fayyem, he says that. That it's not shayach to say that Bezn should present the taina of Elzalti on behalf of the children, inasmuch as the taina, the nemonis of the taina of Elzalti is based upon the possibility or upon the availability of the taina of Nensu, and in view of the fact that the children, we are, on behalf of the children, we are not in Nensu, so in the melee, we cannot be taking the taina of Elzalti either. The Ramban says, after all, if you have a binyan that is based, that is built upon the foundation, if you take away the foundation, so the binyan falls down. So here too, that this time of Elzalti, that's the binyan. And what's the foundation? The availability of Nensu. Since on behalf of the children, there is no availability of the time of Nensu. So in the middle, the binyan also collapses. So how can Bezn retain the time of Azalti? But Teisa Shita is not like that. So this is what Teisa says. So Memele, he says, Umi umizei lechi adafil tanu mizuye taninon lehu pohua if the Azal Memele lehima pohua mikil poyom mizuye the kind of mandom of shirka mikhaz abayi ka vishlak tisa yisrael seini tish ba mikil emech so our pal vigon tanilo pohua ulo apo kaplo tanilo nensu mishin da bie moyo nema lehima gelzalti vobri mikil nensu. So why did Tesis mention this Gemara? Because Tesis wants to say that this Raya of Neshavkes Chaim Luchol Berya is not a strong Raya. Because we could say that Luitan Mizir. So then you ask, Luitan Mizir, so he will go assault. So there will be an unbearable situation. Every unscrupulous person will perpetrate the fraud upon the children of a certain disease. That's all. And it's inconceivable that Chachomim should tolerate such a situation. So he says, no, such an unbearable situation will never arise. Because even if a person is very unscrupulous and is ready to do everything that is dishonest, he will not be able to take advantage and perpetrate this fraud upon the children of a certain disease. Because suppose Ruben is a very unscrupulous person. And Ruben hears that an acquaintance of the Yeshimen died. So then he'll forge a shtar, and the shtar will say that the Yeshimen borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, and then he'll produce the shtar before the children of Yeshimen. So then he'll come to Bezdin will be taken on behalf of the children of Yeshimen. True, assuming that Bezdin will not be taken Mizuyah. Why? Because Mizuyev is a time of the Rishlicha. So just as in the Gemara of Basra, Bezin is not taken Ensu, because Nensu is a Milzer Rishliach. So Mizuyev is also a Milzer Rishliach. Because Lechoshidini, Sheshvashi says, Lechoshidini, Lechotivini Shlidi Yufe. He said, the average person does not have the chutzpah to do such a thing, such a terrible thing, to forge a shtar. So Mele, so Bezin cannot be taken, so we can assume that Bezin will not be taken Mizuyev, but Bezin will still be taken Pahua, and Pahua is a Mitzvah Shliche. Even though, as far as Shimon himself is concerned, why would he be never to say Pahua? Because after all, it should be shtar v'yodin, my boy. But because of the migel or mizuyeh. But on behalf of the yoshim, so there is no availability. Bezdin is still able to present the time of Azalki. So even if we say that Bezdin is not the Yemizui of Abraham the Yisayim, but Bezdin is still able to present the time of Pahua. Should not be in the middle of Azalki in answer. So the main death is nowhere. Now, I mentioned that the Ramban is telling, and the Ramban says, in Muhammad's, the fire, in Mubasra, he says, that's inconceivable. In other words, even Bez Laupidin cannot present the time of men, so for whatever reason, but if Bez cannot present the time of men, so they cannot present the time of Azati. So what does he do with that Gemara? So he says, now that Gemara says, that Ayone Yisrael says, Shtapisa Yisrael is saying, Nishba begin the Mechzo. Nishba begin the Mechzo. Why? Why? Because the Mechzo knew, but the Mechzo because not. Why? Because basically he presents the time of Azalati. He presents the time of Azalati. Even though Bezdin cannot present the time of Menz, still Bezdin is able to present the time of Azarti. So he says that Gemara is not even based upon the Halacha of Tanur. But that Gemara of Shtakisa Yisrael saying that Yoni Yisrael Amrek Nishba Begei Bemechzo, the Mechzo Milve, Mechzo Bekod Na, has reference to the case where the Yoshim themselves are Tein Tainis Vod. If they are wrong, they say they were informed and they witnessed everything. The father involved them in his lifetime and everything, and they are telling Chinese boy that they saw that their father with their own eyes they saw how their father paid the iskemer. He paid the iskemer. So maybe it's not even based upon the Aloha of Taninim. It's not even based upon the Aloha of Taninim. It's not even based upon the Aloha Tanina. But if the same wouldn't be Taini Tani's body, then the same thing would apply. But not because of the time of causality, but because of the time of men. Why does the Gemara say that Nishma became a master because of the time of causality? So it's not because of Taninen causality, but the same themselves are Taini causality. The Tein themselves are Tein Itanis Bori that their father was Marz. The father was Marz. Alright, but Teisves doesn't apply that Gemara to the case where the children are Tein Itanis Bori. So, but Teisves applies the Gemara to the case where the children are not Tein anything. They don't know a thing. But Bezdin is Tein on their behalf. And the Gemara says that the time is a time of Azalt. So it's based upon Taninet. Why doesn't the Gemara say that basically stay in Nensu? Because Nensu is in Mitzvah Shtichai. But Azalti is in Mitzvah Shtichai. Even though the Nemonis of Azalti is based upon Nensu. And Bezdin is not a Nensu. Still Bezdin is in Azalti. So here too, even if we assume that Bezdin is not a Mizuyef on behalf of the Yoshim, but Bezdin will still be detained for Ua. So Memela, there is no Rishakis Chayim for that. Alright. So maybe there is no riot from the Shabbos Chayim, but Teisves says that it's Taninu Mizuye. So Teisves mentions another riot. So he says, Avoyesh Liyachia Taninu Mizuye. The Loike Kolech Odiach Tishtamech Or Shtamarton Neviach Temeidim VeYid Veshoy Bifon Of Miyseinu Melekuches The Ashtin Shaychlim Aporaiti. So in the name, there would no chaotic situation of Lishakis Chayil Chovaria could arise in connection with Shtamil. Because in connection with Shtamil, even if we don't, even if we are not Tanin Mizuev, we still Tanin Pogua. But a chaotic situation could arise in connection with Shtamech or Shtamatoni. In other words, if we say that Bezdin is not a Mizuev, so that means Bezdin is not a Mizuev in connection with Shtamil. Bezdin is not a Mizuev in connection with Shtamech or Shtamatoni. So let's say, now, suppose Shimon is Meitzi Shtar Mechire, or Shtar Matone against Ruben. According to that Shtar, Ruben sold or gave away a Sode to Shimon. And Shimon is Meitzi that Shtar against Ruben. And if Ruben is the original owner, the Morekan, so if Ruben is Bifoneinu, someone of Shach, either he says Mizuyet, so then Shimon couldn't recover the Sode unless he's Mikayim the Shtar. Or he's made it, if he's made it, so naturally Shimon will be able to recover the Sode. But suppose Shimon is mitzish tamecha shtamatone against Ruvin Shalom Bifonov, Ruvin is overseas, or against Ruvin Yoshim, or against Ruvin Yoshim. So then, there's the shaila. Will Bezdin present the kind of mizuye on behalf of the children of Ruvin? So if we say that Bezdin is not a mizuye, that Bezdin is not in the mizuye, so then it will be with Shachis Chanuch Obeye. Because if Shimon happens to be a very unscrupulous person, and then Shimon will hear that Reuven died, and that Reuven had a very important big tzadeh, a very important tzadeh, so he'll forge a deed, he'll write in that star in the name of Reuven, and he'll forge a tzadeh that Reuven gave away that tzadeh to Shimon. Then he'll produce it, he'll produce that shtar against Reuven's children, and he'll tell them, that's all there, you didn't inherit that all there from your father, long before your father died, so he gave me away this son of Matone. And if we are going to say that Loitanil Mizuyev, then Benson will have to recover the son for Shimon. So then we'll be opening the door for an unscrupulous person, let's say if Shimon is an unscrupulous person, to perpetrate a fraud against the children of Reuven. And it's inconceivable that the Chachomim should allow such a chaotic situation to take place. So we must say that obviously the Chachomim are misakein the Tanina Mizuyev. So this kind of a chaotic situation will never arise. Alright, that's one. Veidish regard the second raya that I'm in the Mizuya, the same period push, the Tamil Yasin Mizuya, the Rabunesh, the Rashi, the Shulah Hoso, the Rabunesh, the Yodi, the Mon, Chazoke, the Maisek, Nun Yala Hedesh, Uporich, the Yod, the Maisek, Nun Yal Bono, the Rabu Shmuel, the Amr, the Tavaye, Shriv Rashom Amonu Etrein Biyodi Omatnu Neisnim Omatnu Neisnim Umosik Rabune Ayr Bishtami Kuyem. So Rabune says Shrim Rashi Yishlo Mechol, so Rabune will tell you Yehudi, is Nehemon, Chazok in Odom Eisek Nun Yal Hegdesh, so he has reference to the case where the Shrim Mera Ruvein was Magni Yishlo Mechol, so, and he said, Mon Lip Le Shimon Biyodi, so Chazok in Odom Eisek Nun Yal Hegdesh, and then Shimon produces Ishtar. What kind of Ishtar? Shimon produces Ishtar Mikuyem. Shimon produces Ishtar Mikuyem. So Rabbi Shmuel did not get Ishtar Sheini Mikuyem. So when Rabbi Shmuel says Shrim Rasha Monu Tlin Biyodi, if Rubin said Monu Tlin Biyodi, Monu Shimon Biyodi. So only if it was coupled with the declaration of an instruction of a Tnu. But if it wasn't coupled with an instruction of Tnu, so Amazing. So Shimon. So then we deal with the case where Shimon produces Ishtar Shein Mikuyem. So if the Shriv Mera said no, so that means so. So Omatnu Kaimu Lishtor, Lo Yomatnu Lo Yomatnu Lishtor, El Peirush. So why did he say Monotonu Yodi? What was the purpose? Just to say a lie for the sake of a lie? No. A person wouldn't say a lie just for the sake of lies, so he must have had a motive. So the motive could have been because many people are afraid of an ayin hore that will be given against their children. So they'll hear that the father left such a big estate, so much property. So people will give an ayin hore become jealous, and they don't want people to become jealous of their children. So Mele, he said that there are many debts, the children have many debts, so people will not become jealous of them. So, but the question is, so if we say that lo itanino mizuyev, so without anything being said by the Shri Mera, so Shimon, he produces Ishtar Sheinu Mikuyem, you should be able to go ahead. So it's a raya that without anything being said by the Shri Mera, so Shimon, even though he produces Ishtar Sheinu Mikuyem, is not able to go ahead. Why? Because Bezdin would be taking Mizuyev on behalf of the children. But the question is, here it should be different. here which person shouldn't be telling Israel, because after all the Shriva himself admitted, so he said this is not a real admission, because this apparent admission might have been grounded in an attempt to prevent, to ward off jealousy and anger. So it's a riot that without anything being said by the Shriver, Shimon certainly couldn't collect it. Why? Because Bez Nutzera, the time of Mizuyev, on behalf of the children of Ruth. So it's a riot. The Lokshtok. Alright. Vei Lema, the time of Pavua, the reason as to why. The reason as to why Rabbi Shmuel said that even in the case where the Shimra said Monu Penyodi, Monu Shimeniodi, so he still cannot collect, is because Loitan Mizuyev. But it's Tanin and Pavua. It's Tanin and Pavua, Bernard and Pavua. So, the Rav Yisrael, no, we cannot say that. Maybe Shtashi Kosra in Tzorli, kind of. When, according to which Madonna can we say that Bezdin presents the time of Pavua on behalf of the children? If, according to Madonna, that the father himself would be Nemon and Pavua. But that's a Madonna who says maybe Shtashi Kosra in Tzorli, kind of. So if the father had said Pavua, he would be Nemon. So melee, the father is dead. And so Bez presents that time on behalf of the children. But according to Mandoma, Min Mishtashe Kosrei, Ain't Tzorli Kainei, so even if the father, if he had been alive, so he wouldn't be able, he wouldn't be Nemon. So how can Bez present the time of who on behalf of the children when the father himself wouldn't be Nemon? Alright, so that's a right. That Bez stay in Israel. Because over there we couldn't present the time of Pavua, because according to Rav, so the father himself would be Nemon to say Pavua. Vimtei. So that's the Shita. Contrary to the Shita of the Vim. Vimtei ma b'feri kamen v'metziye pligar emei avi rabonon b'motzi shtarshim v'achayez. Shtarshim v'achayez, in other words, Shibut Nechosim was not spelled out in the Shtar. So the rabonon amre lo yaz. So Shmuel applies the machlekes of Ramei and Rabbanon in the case where the Levi is not made that the shtar is genuine. In other words, where the Meide claims that the shtar is forged. So the question is, so why does Ramei say shtar shein be achayes nechosim? So Rav Meir says Yarzir. How is it Yarzir? So then the Malve will collect. The answer is because the Malve couldn't collect. So Shmuel says that Rav Meir holds Shtachim Shein Be'achayis Nechosim. So not only is he unable to be given from Nechosim Shibodim, from the Kuches, that even from Nechosim Necherim he's not able to be given. Why is that? I mean, why shouldn't he be able to be given from Nechosim Necherim? All right. So, as far as Nechosim Shibodim is concerned, so the Shaili is where the Achai is placed. Say, Achai is love placed. But assuming that Achai is love placed, so the Mele, if Achai is, if Shibut Nechosim is not spelled out in the Shtar, how boy, so the Mele, we do not say it was a toyist, it was an oversight. He really intended to be Mishavit. So we say, he didn't intend, the Levi didn't intend to be Mishavit with Nechosim. But from Nechosim the Chayilim, he should be able to collect. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and Tesis in Bomitzir. Why does Rav Meir say the Rashbo says because every shtar should involve the Shaila of the Piksov. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Shtore Raya is only in the Rabbono, because with the Raya says it's in Piksov. So every shtar should be possible. Every shtar should be possible because it's in Piyamu and Piksov. So the answer is, so the Rambam says that it's Lakonis Chachon. So what the Rashba says, no, it's not the Lakonis Chachon. The Shtores is a special Zersakos. Uksei b'seifa b'chasei. So, in other words, so when, what is called a shtar is something that affects Kinyon. So let's say Ishtamahire, Ishtamatone, is Ishtakine, because it transfers title in the Sode from Ruben to Shimon. Or let's say Get is certainly Ishtakine, because it divorces, it terminates the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Shtabduchen establishes a marital relationship, so Ishtakine. What about Shtaravoye? So without Ishtar, so he would also have to pay. Suppose someone borrows money and doesn't execute the shtar, so he doesn't have to pay, so he also has to pay. So the shtar is only shtarai. The answer is no, there is an element of shtar kinyan in shtar boy also. Because without the shtar, milval pay is not given from the kohes. But with the shtar, so milval, so the milval pay is given from the kohes. So what imposes the kinyan? The shibud? The shtar. So the mele, every shtar boy that is capable of collecting from the kohes, is Ishtakinyan also. So the mele it has a Chalishim Shtar. So the mele, when can it be given from the Kuches if the Shibut is spelled out in the Shtar? But if the Shibut is not spelled out in the Shtar, and the mele holds that the highest Lafto is Eta. So the mele, that means that there is no Shibut Nechosim. There is no Shibut Nechosim. So what can he collect? Only from the Mechirin. Mechirin he could collect even without the Shtar. So mele the shtar is not the shtar kinyan, it's only shtaraye. So the gzeras hakosuf of sefer v'chaseim that shtores is an exception to the gzeras hakosuf of biksovo. So it doesn't apply here because it doesn't have a chalishem shtar. Shtar by definition is not a piece of paper that can serve as raye. A piece of paper that can affect the kinyan. So if he can collect from Chosim Shibodim from the Kuches, then it's Shtar Kinyan. So the Alochim Piksom doesn't apply to it. But if Shibut Chosim is not spelled out, so he cannot collect from the Chosim Shibodim. What from the Chosim Nechelim? So it's not the Shtar Kinyan. It's only as Ishtaraye. So as Ishtaraye it cannot be because it's in P.M. and Piksom. That's the reason. That's the Pshat in Reb Meir. That's the Pshat in Reb Meir. And the Rabbonon of Reb Meir holds that there is a kosuf of shtores, even if it's not ishtarai, and even if it is just ishtarai. Just ishtarai. That's the Rashbos Pshat in Reb Meir. Teisves is another Pshat. Teisves says that the reason is why Reb Meir says that ishtachiv shem v'achayis lechosim afilu mechosim lechayim v'negeive is because Rameya holds that inasmuch as he did not mention Shibut, so that means that he doesn't care so much about collecting the debt. Now you ask, if he doesn't care, so why did he execute Ishtar altogether? So the answer is he wants to the delive to be bound just by Mara. So in other words, if he will not even take Ishtar, so then he feels that the delive will not even feel a Mara obligation to delive, but feels if he has Ishtar. And the shtar says that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, so Reuven feels that Shimon will at least feel a moral obligation. But he does Reuven, the fact that he didn't spell out Shibut Nechosim shows that he doesn't intend, that Reuven doesn't intend to keep, to hold Shimon legally liable. In other words, he doesn't, in other words, he waived by omitting Shimon Nechosim in the Shtar, so he in effect waived his right to enforce it. Because, but he would appreciate if Shimon would pay, because it just isn't nice to bow and not pay. But he was meichel to a certain extent, not that he was meichel to the extent that he will have no tarumes against him. Tarumes he'll have against him. And that's the reason as to why he had Ishtar executed by Shimon. But he waived his right of collecting. his right of enforcing it in Bezdin. So Memele, that is also called Mechile. But there are two kinds of Mechile. Sometimes one is Mechile Chayiv to such an extent, and he says to him, I don't expect to be paid. That's one kind of Mechile. Sometimes one is Mechile, he says, well, I would appreciate if you will pay the debt, but I'll never demand it from you. But I still hope that you'll pay. But I'll never demand it from you. So Memele, the fact that he didn't mention Shibud B'chos in the Shtar indicates that he was Meichel, his right of collecting, of being given, his right of greed. So Memele, that's why Hermeya says that it's Yazar and the Gemara has the Kashi. How is it Yazar and Meya, but then he'll be able to be given from B'chos in the Chere? So Kosova Rameya, Shtachiv Shibachais B'chos in, after B'chos in the Chere Meya. So the Hashtag Rabbon, Amayli Yazir, Holeke Limei Hashle Mide, Di Mikayim Lein Hadinime, Di Loi Mikayim, Im Kei Mama Psichi Mahavale, Elo Badai Hashinon, Shemo Yeti Shelo Nifono, Ve Loi Nitin Mizuyifu. So in other words, so the Rabbonon say that even if the Shtachiv doesn't mention Shibut Mechosin, he still can collect. So Memele the Rabbonim say that we should not return it. But the question is, according to what Teisus established, that when a Malbe produces a shtar, shall we be fono, or again the Yisemi, or again the Likuches, so then basically stay in Mizuye. Now in this case, so the Malbe, the Leve says it's Mizuye. So the Rabbonim say we cannot return it to the Malbe. Why? Because maybe he'll collect Shalei Kedin. How will he be able to collect Shalei Kedin? Monepsha. If he'll produce it before of the Leve, so it all depends what the Leve will say. If the Leve will say Mizuyev, so he won't collect. So there won't be any Mishalei Kedin. And if the Leve will then be made, right? So it does Baldi. So why not return it to the Malbe? And then if the Malbe will produce it again, the Leve will be made. So there'll be nothing wrong in the collection. So what must we say? That the reason is why the Rabbonim say that we can't return it to Malbe, because we are afraid the Malbe unscrupulously might wait for a moment when the Leve will be overseas, and then he'll collect Sholei B'fono. So according to the Rishite, it's fine. But according to Teisus Rishite, the Malbe, when he presents it, Sholei B'fono of the Leve, will not be able to collect. So why shouldn't we give it to him? Why shouldn't we give it to the Malve? Lotzer Alpis L'chusei, the same way as we give it to the Malve, according to the Meir, Lotzer Alpis L'chusei. Vash Rabbona Maliyar, Zer Olek Lamecha Shlomide, Di Mikayim La Adinide, Ivi Loi Mikayim La, Im Kei Mama Apsi, Di Mahavale, Elo Bada Hashim Shemid Shlod Ufonov, Volo Nit Mizuyefu, so it's a raya to the Sheik of the Ri, and again, the proposition of Teisus. V'yei Shleima, the Alkoh Rachin Atam Mishlod. Aber gab du die Dure, tanino mizuyev, wo leke migen, komo kinkin lavi, yesh mige, tanino shape poruahu, die kamino, keman gomer, se pire, kamir, sa baiz, nish me mige memechto, ka bishta kiz, elo haine taime, ke lo yazir, kibi di israbim filosei, vilei betein mizuyev, wo eil higris nadin, afim him tse di kiyo, di chayshinon, shem ziyu vezaye vichosin, ki ayin, ki ayin, ki ayin, ki ayin, ki So a certain person so was able to forge the chsime of another person to in such a wonderful way that the person whose signature it purported to be, it wasn't. Himself thought that he signed it. In other words, even though he didn't remember that he ever signed it, but in his mind he came. The forger did such a wonderful job that the one whose signature it purported to be, so came to the conclusion, obviously my memory fails me because that's my signature and it couldn't be anybody else's. So in other words, so what is this, why is this mentioning this Gemara? To point out that everything is possible. That even if the shtar is niskayim, what does niskayim mean? Niskayim means, let's say, if the chsumim, the signatories, are Levi and Yehuda, so then two other Levim, let's say, Zvum and Yisochar, so they are acquainted with the signature of Levi and Yehuda, and so they look at it and they say, that's Levi and Yehuda's signature. So they testify that this looks like Levi and Yehuda's signature, so that's kiyum. But we see from that Gemara that a good forger can do such a good job that even the signatory, the alleged signatory himself might make a mistake. So the melee, so in other words, so it's not a raya brure beyond the shadow of a doubt. So Tesis says, so the melee, the reason is why the Rabbonim say that we don't return it to the Malve, and the Kashi was, what kind of Yimichshol could there be? What kind of Takaway could there be? Monefshech. If he will not be Mikayim, so we will not be able to collect. And if he will be Mikayim, so it will be a Raya Brure that it's true, that it's not Mizuyet. The answer is, since it's Nochal, so then we have to be Chishish for Shosh HaRechik as well. We have to be Chishish for Shosh HaRechik as well. V'chim Mashma Hosho Bosh HaKuntis. אבל נראה כלי נקמון, ואמר לו למוצא לקיום, מרזיר לי, ויעוד הרוס עליי וביטוי למיזוי, והוא נראה ביסו למהמון, כי נדעו את הדבר. Now we have to understand this sheet of thesis. Thesis says that where it's not far, so then we cannot rely, since the labor right now says Mizuye, so we are not allowed to return it to the Malve, even though we know that the Malve will not be able in any way to collect without first being the kind of, but there is a possibility, we have to anticipate the possibility, maybe the Malve will be able to be the kind of aiding, and the Chassidus Aidim is still misery. He's still misery. Why? Because no. So what does it mean? Because no. Just because it was dropped on the street, so it got lost, so we have to be Chishish for every possible contingency in the world. For every possible contingency in the world. The answer is, you see, because we cannot be late Simonin on the basis of the choches, of circumstantial evidence, and even the strongest birur. In Hilchim Momen Acharov, the halacha is. So in other words, but Rob is a good birur, still, we cannot be late Simonin on the basis of the choches, of evidence. The only way we can be made Tzimomen is on the basis of Agudasim, of Pishnai Meiriochendom, or it does Valdim, but on the basis of Echoches, Bialme, not Valdim, not it does Valdim, not Agudasim, not Tainis Valdobo, we cannot be made Tzimomen, even though the Echoches is very strong. Rob is certainly very strong Echoches. So the question is, how are we made Tzimomen on the basis of Shtores? The answer is because there is our Gzeras HaKosuf of Shtores. So Shtores is also Eidim. So it comes within the Gzeras HaKosuf of Al Pishnai Meidim Yochim Dovo. Shtores. Now, but Shtores, but then we have to ask, there is our help in Piksovom. So the answer is, what does Ramban say in Sivar Mitzvahs? That Shtores is a special Gzeras HaKosuf. Uksei Tisekar V'chaseim, the Posik Yom Yom. So Shtores is a special Gzeras HaKosuf. What is Shtar? So shtar means if it's not in das Amisrael. So that shtar, let's say, if Shimon borrows $1,000 from Ruben, and then Shimon tells the two Eidim to sign shtar, so that's not in das Amisrael. Shimon delayed it. So he's the Misrael, and he told the Eidim to chasm. So the Mele, it's not in das Amisrael, it's shtar. And then, when the Eidim chasm the shtar, to whom do they give it? They don't give it to the Maoreh. They give it to the Levi. How does it come when the Malve produces the Shtar? So how does it come into the hands of the Malve? Obviously, because there was Al-Hoye from Reuven to Shimon, so Shimon gave the Shtar to the Malve. So the Raya of Shtores is based upon Tfisas HaShtar. Let's say, if the shtar would be lying on the table, so will the shtar be a medium of evidence of a chokha? Nothing. So the whole raya of shtores is based upon the fact that there is a teifes ashtar. Who is the teifes ashtar and shtar goye? The maor. So what's the raya of shtores? Case fin shtar leiva alopishim alvime. So the leiva could have told the eidim to sign the shtar even though the maor was not around. But then the maor produces the shtar. How does the maor have the shtar? The answer is, because when the Eidim signed the shtar, they gave it to the Leve. Then when the Leve took the money from the Malve, so the Malve said to the Leve, give me the shtar. So the Leve gave the Malve the shtar. So mainly the Raya of Shtores is based upon the Tvises Ashtar. Tvises Ashtar by whom? By the person for whose benefit the shtar testifies. In shtar al-foye. So for whose benefit does the shtar testify? For the Malve's benefit. In shtar mechire, for whose benefit does the shtar testify? For the lekira's benefit, for the mikami matone's benefit. And let's say when a woman produces a get, so again she can get married, even though in Dovah Shebe'alu Pachas Mishnai and Bezdin cannot be matir a woman in Yosei unless she produces Eidim who testify that she was divorced. How does Bezdin know that this woman is divorced? The answer is because the Isha produces a get. So in other words, so the Raya of Shtores, whether Shtar Al-Bri, or Shtar Bechir, or Shtar Matone, or Get, or Mishin, or Shtar Shechu, is grounded in the Tvises Ashtar. In the Tvises Ashtar. So then it's considered as a Raya of Eidim, and it comes with the Zazakosov about Mishnai and Eidim Yochidov. Mashenke, if the Shtar, if no one is Tvises, so then there is no Raya of Shtores. And if there is no Raya of Shtores, some mele, it's al pishnai mele yokundovo. So we cannot rely on the choches. If man robo, we cannot rely. Why? Because the possibility of the meal taking place is not excluded. Why? Every event in the world has to accord with robo. Most of the time, it accords with robo. But sometimes, it accords with the meal. So that's the reason as to why in Hilchim Mimon Acharov. Watch, you cannot ask when someone produces a shtar, how can he be meitzi? After all, there is no agudas eidim. There is no agudas eidim when someone produces a shtar. So does it mean that the eidim don't testify before us that they saw the alvoye? Maybe they didn't see the alvoye. So then you ask, how does it come into the hands of the Malve? Well, he just saw that the Eidim signed the shtar, and then the Eidim walked out of the room for a moment. So then he picked up the shtar and put it in his pocket. So how can we be made to Malve? The answer is that the Zerasakos of Shtores of Ksei Misev El Hasein. We don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe this contingency happened, maybe that contingency happened. Of course it's possible. It's possible that someone forged a shtar and he's such an expert that he forged it in such a wonderful way that everybody who's acquainted with that signature thinks that it is a genuine signature. Everything is possible. But as the aloche of Eidim Achsum Vashtar Vashrach is the best. We don't have to be derish v'cheker, nothing. Because the shtar itself is considered as nechkeret is the best. But the aloche of nechkeret is the best is based, the whole raya of Torres is based upon the tvises ashtar. So mainly if it's not out, so there is no tvises ashtar. So then you are going to say, well, this is highly unlikely that the person should be mikayim the shtar when it's mizuyim. It's highly unlikely. So it is highly unlikely. And in Hilchim Omen Acharov, it's also unlikely. But al pishnai meni yokundovo. If there is a tevis ashtar, so that's the aloch of shtores. Shtores is a raya of eides al pedi. Even though the eidim don't testify as to every item. But that's the raya of shtores. Mashenkin if not far. So there is no tevis ashtar. So the raya of shtores, there isn't. But you say, so there isn't the raya of shtores. But it's raya anyway. So then we say, no, it's not the guy anyway, because there is a possibility of zeal. And if it was Mikayim, there is still a possibility of zeal. All right.
Shir Vav, 6th Shir in Gittin, Yud Zayin El Hei Tov Shalem, September 19th, 1978, on Tuesday.
It's Levaila, because initially he said it's so there's a machlikas in the Moran there. And I mean, whether she's Nemon or not, but the Mandoma who says Nemenes is because only the Levaila, but she'll wait for the Levaila to be because if she's who, because she's Shish, and the women will come to bed and say, well, I was a married woman, but I got divorced, and best new Esker, where is the gate? So she'll say, well, I was a best new Esker, but if she produces a gate, so then it's a life. The time is Moldova.
So in that respect, the get is like any other star as far as I'm so safe.